right, we got some 900 numbers for you today. New ones. Some pretty fun stuff. We got the new Prez and Cookie Monster, which was a great suggestion. Who will be calling sex chicks somewhere out on the West Coast.
And the first one we're going to throw down for you will be in exactly 45 minutes from now, 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock East Coast time.
What can we expect? Who knows? It's a fun thing about them.
Yeah, I don't think the Cookie Monster will keep the chicks long, but it'll make us laugh at least.
Yeah.
And that's all really. Our show's really not here to make you laugh or entertain. I mean, that's just a byproduct. That's fine. It's for us.
The premise of the show is you're the last guy in the room as we all talk nonsense.
So we got that going on today. We also have the applicant, as Dee will probably go out and look for a gig this morning. It's always a lot of fun. And we've got Kevin James coming in today at 7:40 Central.
We all went and saw the movie last night. Oh, me, Tate, and Dee did anyway. And it was, I'm a big fan of the show, something I wanted to see. As you know, I don't do a lot of these premieres. Neither do you, because they're usually late at night. But went and saw it at a cool place. What was the name of that place, Dee?
Studio Movie Grill.
Yeah, it was. I thought I was just going to be subject to popcorn or whatever, but this huge menu was presented to us. Dee and I, Taint, ordered pizza, wings. It's a great way to watch a movie.
Oh, pizza,
yeah.
Pepsi, boneless buffalo tenders, whatever they were.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Yes.
It was cool, and there's like bunch of media people there, movie critics and stuff like that from all over the country.
Now, was Kevin James there himself?
He was not. Right. If he was, it was incognito.
What the hell?
He'll be at the red carpet premiere tonight at North Park.
Oh, okay. Well, that's going on. All right. So we got him coming in today. He'll be hanging out for a little bit, and he's making the rounds, obviously. It's odd that all these guys come through Dallas for this now. I'm noticing that there's getting a lot more celebs coming in for their movies. We had Rainn Wilson in here,
yeah,
and other people. Kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a big deal for them for some reason, and we're reaping the benefits. As you know, big Kevin James fan. King of Queens, probably one of my top three favorite sitcoms of all time. And it's cool. Be cool. Looking forward to it.
and we'll say, you know, hopefully we'll take your calls and all that kind of crap. We do have open lines right now, though, at 866-977-DOUS. That's a phone number. We'd love to hear from you. We have some really good phone calls yesterday, so we want you to keep them coming, all right? And right now would be a real good time, actually, even just to test the lines, because I noticed I got scared. When I came in here this morning, Taint was working on the phones.
Oh, he was?
I mean, he had the phone all unplugged. He was working on the computer here. And it's, and anytime I see that, I don't, no slight to Taint, I don't, it doesn't fill me with a lot of confidence.
Well, it's not what he does.
Well, it is his, one of his responsibilities, but the exchange him and Peter had this morning was just classic and hilarious.
What happened?
Peter didn't know, but the computer is actually updated. That's why Taint had to go in there and reset everything. And he didn't have a particular password that he needed, so he called Peter. So I guess on the other end, I couldn't hear Peter, but I guess Peter was like on him, like, why you don't have this written down and blah, 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 blah. And Taint said, I would have it written down if everybody else wouldn't have the finger in the pot. He was like, I've been having this down for years. And then all of a sudden, he just hung up the phone and stormed back in there. And I was like, damn.
To get into the different phone screeners, there's a the phone screening program. There's a password. We have to dial into an address. It's all the techno crap.
Yeah.
And it's been the same thing literally for the last, you know, 5 years or whatever it is. And he writes it down. And he loses the piece of paper. It's not on. It's not in his magical sticky note organizational system.
Every once in a while,
system.
I see a piece of paper floating around here with some weird information on it. So I'm sure that's
his. So every time the computer needs to be rebooted or he needs to log back in, he invariably ends up calling me, going, "Well, is it what? what's the password and user ID?
So you've had enough of them.
No, it wasn't a yell. I was like, dude, why don't you write this down and leave it somewhere? And then he just kind of snapped. I think he was like, I did, but last time it was wrong, and you guys keep going in there, and if I do this from the beginning, I'd be able to do it. And I was like, okay, whatever, Tate. If you just write it down and keep it somewhere, you wouldn't have to.
As you see his behavior change, just remember this one word, girlfriend.
Oh, there's no behavior change. Yesterday, he was doing this new thing for us on the audio stream. He had done this step the day before, and he's like, I didn't do it this way yesterday. Taint, I sat here and watched you do this for 20 minutes. And he's like, I don't remember doing it. I think he just smokes too much pot.
I think that is a problem.
I do, too.
I think that he's becoming Bruce Baum.
Wow. I mean, literally, I sat and watched him do this one computer step. He had to have done it 15 times the day before. And how he didn't remember. He goes, I don't remember this screen. I watched you do it.
I think we're going to need a weed intervention with him.
We may.
I really think so.